Just 7% of government workers are under the age of 30, and those numbers have been dropping since 2009. The opposite trend, meanwhile, happening on the other end of the age spectrum, the percentage of employees over 60 is rising. Those stats are one of many reasons federal agencies see a lot of value in finding and grooming more young federal leaders. And a conference coming up next week aims to help do just that. Virginia Hill is the national president of Young Government Leaders. They're co-hosting the National Generation of Government Training Summit in Arlington, Virginia next week. And Virginia joins us now. Hi there, Virginia.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. So big picture, tell us what you're trying to do with this event.
Yeah, Next Gen, as we call it, it's the full name is Next Generation of Government Summit, or Next Gen, affectionately for short, is a two-day conference in the Washington, D.C. area this year in Crystal City, and it's on July 24th and 25th, all-day conference with a few events in the after hours, which I'll tell you about as well. But the conference itself is an educational event meant for aspiring government leaders, current federal employees, and those that are on a career track in public service, but also those who aspire to be. So we also have some people either in contract positions or even college and graduate students who want to pursue a career in public service. And we offer a variety of tracks depending on what level you're coming in. But all of the educational events that we're having are around creating soft skills as well as technical skills like project management, and then other interesting topics like creating public-private partnerships or even something as simple as learning about your federal benefits, something that can be great for new employees. So we really have something for everyone, and the full schedule is posted online at nextgengovt.com.
And conferences that are focused on leader development in the public sector or federal space are pretty abundant out there. Why do one that's specifically geared toward younger generations of federal employees, and how would this one be different than a typical leadership conference?
Yes, Next Gen is very different compared to your average conference. And I've been to a few conferences in my career in the government, and what I've noticed is that sometimes they get a little bit stuffy. Everybody's walking around and kind of trying to impress each other, and it's very professional and dare I say, uptight. Next Gen is not like that at all. It's an energetic, enthusiastic group of people. There's laughter, there's having fun, while also taking learning and continuing education very seriously. So it's a really upbeat and energetic conference. And it's usually actually contains something kind of quirky. For example, this year, we're probably going to be doing a selfie wall, where people can take a picture of themselves to network with each other and offer one of the items that they've learned so far at the conference. So we're putting creative ways around learning and keeping it lively and upbeat.
Getting your agency's permission to go to just about any conference is quite a bit tougher right now than it used to be maybe 3 or 4 years ago. So I wonder what it's like to try and organize a conference like this in that kind of environment. And also, I mean, what's the selling point to your agency? What are you telling your attendees to say to their managers to get permission to go to this kind of thing?
Great question, Jared. So yeah, you're right. I mean, conference has become kind of a dirty word in the government, and it is hard to get approved. In fact, even though I knew I was going for months, I just now recently got my agency's approval to go. It just kind of happened last week. So that's how long it takes and certainly how burdensome it can be. But our partner who organizes this conference, GovLoop, has done a tremendous job in mapping every single session to the competencies of the ECQs, the Executive Core Qualifications. So they can demonstrate exactly what competency each session is related to, so that someone using their individual development plan, working with their supervisor or their mentor, can really show what competencies they'll be working towards, and there are some outcomes and results that you can look for. And in addition, GovLoop got the training summit, as we call it, approved by the Office of Personnel Management. And we even have Director Archuleta coming as a keynote speaker. So truly, this is a government-supported conference. It's for government, with government, and it's really going to be a wonderful 2 days.
And was that a tough line to walk when you're putting this kind of thing together? Because obviously you want it to be engaging for the audience that's there, but you don't want headlines in the newspaper to say that agency officials from across the country came together to take selfies of each other. So how do you balance those two things, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
That is exactly something we've talked about in our board meetings where we're planning the event. And actually, last year's conference, we certainly, in 2013, it was a really tough year, and we really stayed away from some of those, you know, possibly headline making, but still very legit and just a little bit quirky types of activities. But truly what we don't want to do is go so far in the other direction, because that's what NextGen is known for. It's known to be super engaging and fun, as well as impactful. So we don't want to stray too far away from that and let the pendulum swing. So truly, we're not ashamed of anything we're doing. We're excited about it, and we think everybody else is going to be excited too.
All right. We'll post a link to the sign-up page on the website, but one last time, give us the nuts and bolts of the where and when and how to sign up.
Thank you. I hope to see you all on July 24th and 25th at the Crystal City Marriott for the Next Generation of Government Summit. There's also an event on Wednesday the 23rd, the Next Gen Awards. That information's on the website as well, and that'll be at 6 p.m. in D.C. So again, July 24th, 25th, and the website is www.nextgenovt.com.